This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level.
Good afternoon, people. Back Row and Chill. This is our sixth show now.
Is it?
Congratulations.
We've been going for 6 weeks.
That's amazing. Six-week anniversary. That's not rushing at all.
Happy anniversary to you all. I'm Johanna James. This is Back Row and Chill with what's supposed to be with Noel Clark, but he has jetted off to Ireland this week to film a new movie because that's what bloody...
Sorry. I love that. I've jetted off to Ireland.
Jetted, yeah.
It's literally just up and then down. As soon as you get in the air, then you just descend, don't you?
You pretty much do, don't you? It's yeah. Because like, I get a bit nervous. So I always have to have a Valium on flights.
Oh, really?
So if it's only like half an hour... Oh, I come off that flight a fucking train wreck.
But we've still got a full show, and we're going to get all the goss from Noel when he returns next week. So my co-host for today is going to be Arnold O'Cheng. But he's stuck somewhere. I think he's stuck on the tube or something. So
elevator?
Or he's stuck in an elevator somewhere.
Do you know what happened to me earlier today? I went into the toilet for number twos. No toilet paper. He might be stuck in the toilet.
With help, texting. Help.
Texting, yeah. You never know. Might be. Yeah.
So I've been joined momentarily. I've actually locked the studio and I've kept these guys in.
Send help. Send help.
Send help. No, it's going to be a really good show. We've got actor and director Nick Nevin coming in to talk to us all about the business, his business.
Yeah,
we've got a gorgeous Winnie Williams. Do you know Winnie Williams?
Oh, Winnie Williams. It's just fun to say.
Winnie Williams. We've got that siren coming in later.
Nice.
And we've got Shanika Warren, actress.
She's in Brotherhood, isn't she?
She's in 4321. She's been in a bunch of shizzle.
Wow.
So I'm super excited
to
interview her. We've got some challenges. We've got movie quiz. And I've been speaking to the directors of the new Daniel Radcliffe movie this week.
Really?
Oh, is that the one where he plays a neo-Nazi?
Do you know what? Daniel Radcliffe, he's in two movies right now, isn't
he? Yeah, he's killing it.
He's in the neo-Nazi one. And he's in Swiss Army Man.
Yeah.
They're like polar opposite movies. One's like a comedy and one's a serial.
Because I am like such a massive Harry Potter fan that I've actually like challenged myself in many, many occasions to watch a Daniel Radcliffe film that I could not love to death.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. I don't care what film it is, what he does. Harry Potter's fucking untouchable. He's amazing in everything he does. I fucking love you, Daniel Radcliffe. I love you.
Go for a walk. Just walk it off. I'm a massive fan of Harry Potter and Daniel Radcliffe. Okay, walk back. And
maybe
you should see this film then. You should see Swiss Army Man because it's weird.
Because I was thinking that
definitely will see it.
I've never been a huge Potter fan or Daniel Radcliffe.
You shut that whorish mouth.
No, it's true. But I'm hoping that by seeing the film, I can feel some sort of warm-hearted, respect for him.
What, the Nazi film?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't actually seen that one yet. It's on my list of things to see. But I find everything I see with Daniel Radcliffe, I just find him Harry Potter.
Yep.
I can't not
perfect.
See it.
What more could you ask for? Perfect.
Yeah, but Harry Potter becoming a skinhead and...
Wingardium Leva Swastika.
Didn't
do that. Oh, well, fuck you guys.
No, I don't know. See, so I had like a telephone call this week with the directors of the movie from all the way from LA.
That's amazing.
Which was cool. And these are the directors. They've kind of just come out of nowhere, and they directed that music video. You know, Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it goes, but I know I've seen it.
Yeah, you will have. It's got like 500 million views on YouTube, and they kind of just came out of nowhere, and then they suddenly got all this funding to make a film, and they got Daniel Radcliffe to star in it. It's about two guys in the film, only two men. One guy stuck on a desert island, and a corpse washes up, who is Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh.
And he...
Dead easy role.
It's about them, 90 minutes of them on the island, but it is wacky as...
Is it kind of like the new Brokeback
Mountain? Wait, Daniel Radcliffe plays a corpse?
He plays a dead guy.
And he's still got a speaking part in the film?
Yep.
Is it a flashback?
No.
Wait, it can't be a flashback. He turns up as a corpse.
The corpse speaks. I'm going to give a little spoiler.
Is it magic?
The corpse speaks.
I think it's more mental health issues.
Oh, right. Still pretty good.
Possibly the guy who's still alive.
Of course,
It's a bit of a, Tom Hanks on an island scenario.
Hey, that's very, very exciting. It's very, very exciting. That's a big fucking show coming up, lady. That's jam-packed.
We're going to, we can probably pop to one of our first songs.
I did just have a quick question before, because we got to duck out of the studio now, me and Mr. Payne. We've got some very important pizza and beer business to take care of.
Sure.
I had a question for you.
Go on.
Did you put on your Snapchat that you would wake your boyfriend up by shaving him with some kind of sticky thing?
On my Snapchat, I waxed his back.
You waxed his back?
To wake him up, yeah.
How did that go for you?
It worked. It waxed. It waxed a whole lot of it off.
And you're not single. You're still in a relationship.
Yeah.
Marvel.
It's part of.
I don't know. That looks like it really, really hurts. I can pull a hair out of, I don't know, like my sideburns or my beard, and it can hurt a bit.
And you're down. You're down for 5 minutes.
I can imagine.
And he's a hairy guy. He's Middle Eastern. So, Well, there was a reason. There's a backtrack reason why we've been having a series of pranks against each other on Snapchat. That was my retaliation.
Did he shave your back? Did he wax your back?
Oh, that's only for
Have
private.
You got a hairy
that's
back?
Not for Only he can know.
Yeah. I love you so much, boyfriend, that I carved your name into my back hair.
But it's kind of a weird trend now with a lot of relationships, this whole pranking each other, and it's in a way, I think it's kind of affectionate, and a little bit of a weird foreplay, kind of.
It's all fun and games until, I don't know,
someone gets waxed.
I don't know, man. Look, if you
or impaled or something, you know what I mean?
If you piss in my risotto, we're fucking over. That's pretty much it.
That's the level.
That's pretty much it.
Yes, that is definitely a line that you don't cross.
Have you guys never waxed a partner?
Hey, I'll be waxing my partners all the time, man. but not like that. You know what I mean? Waxing that ass. when I wax my partner, no hair gets lost. You know the ones.
Yeah. Amazing. No, I've never waxed anyone. Not yet. Anyone out there? Hit me up on Tinder. Mm-hmm. Or 00055 after 8 p.m. 3 minutes, £3 a minute.
Got to buy your own turtle wax.
Yeah.
Or candles.
Actually, weirdly, I'm just looking at my music track, and this next song will probably go well with a prankster. It's probably a prankster theme tune. It's by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, which sounds a lot more hardcore than the song actually is. It was actually used in the movie The Parent Trap and many, many, many others. We're going to rock on. Can you guess what it is?
Turned down for what?
No. It's Bad to the Bone.
Oh! Love you, Johanna.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, what I see I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
Bang, that's a song to start Friday afternoon with. I'm joined by my first guest, Nick Nevin. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's
it
going?
How are you? I think I should have a little... Nick Nevin's in the building!
Yes, welcome. Yes, now bow before me.
You...
Peasants? Oh,
yeah,
peasants?
I was going to you peasant. Yeah, go on. We'll go with that one.
We should probably warn the audience that Nick is hanging today.
He's proper hanging.
Fuck him, mate. Yes, so I'm hanging.
I'm going to mess with your mind, throw you some real hard words into your questions.
Don't. Thing is, yeah, obviously we arranged this last week or whatever, and I'm not going to lie to you, babe, I fucking forgot.
You forgot.
I forgot, and then I see the tweet this morning, and I was like, no.
Oh crap.
Oh god.
I gotta perform. But it's showbiz, baby.
It's showbiz.
You're used to this. This is what you work in. You are an actor director. Or is it a director actor?
No, actor director. Actor first, I reckon. Actor first, director second.
Director second.
Oh, that rhymes.
Yeah. I reckon.
I reckon. Actor first, director second.
Hey, to start off, I'll just get a beat. Let's spit it out.
Just do it, man. Shit.
So when did you start acting?
Oh, fuck.
Millennia ago.
Yes, yes. Long, long time ago. Ages ago. I got into it as a kid. I used to go to these, like, little drama classes in my church. At one point, I was a good Catholic boy.
Okay.
Not doing anything with priests. I'm just saying I was a good Catholic boy. Yeah, like, and then I... What the fuck? Where's this gone already, innit?
So you did the nativity.
Yeah, exactly.
We all did the nativity.
I did West Side Story. I did Bugsy Malone.
No, well, who did you play?
In West Side Story, I played Riff.
Yeah. And in Bugsy?
Bugsy Malone, I played... I can't...
Were you a boxer?
No. He was one of Dandy Dan's gang. It was shit. It was just
You're
shit
still
part.
Dandy Dan's gang now, aren't you?
Dandy Dan's hang. Definitely. But yeah, but then and then I kind of obviously went off the rails a little bit, did some other stuff, and then I ended up in drama school and I did it properly, you know. So.
You sound like you just woke up in drama school. Like,
pretty much, because like I remember my mum was saying, look, if you're in trouble one more time, like that's it, I'm disowning you. You gotta go and do something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And there was this drama school literally around the corner from me. And I walked in there, and you got to remember, them times I was like 18.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was proper badass, yeah. And I walked in there, and I was like, wait, how do I get into your drama school, innit? Like, they were like, who the fuck are you, mate? Like, and I was like, that. And they were like, yeah, come back with a Shakespeare play and a modern play, right, for your audition. I was like, all right, sweet. And that day, I went out, and I went to Waterstones, and I stole the complete works of Shakespeare, yeah? I proper ballsed it, yeah? Ballsed the complete works of Shakespeare like that. The thing was like that thick, yeah?
Folios!
Do you know what I mean? You could kill someone with that, yeah? And then I learned it all on my own. Anyway, I went there, ended up getting a place at drama school, and it ended up being Lambda, like one of the most prestigious drama schools in the world.
You went to Lambda? Yeah, I
didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what it was. Like, literally, all I went there for was to, like, meet pretty girls with daddy issues, as all actresses, like, aww. and just get pissed, that was it.
And
that
it
was,
worked out.
And it worked out
on TV and all sorts of stuff.
Ended up on TV, yeah. Crime Watch for that fucking for that Shakespeare.
A regular on Crime Watch.
Yeah.
so you were like recently, you were in Brotherhood.
I was, yeah, with you.
With myself. Yeah, we actually had, we were even in the same freaking scene.
We were in the same scene.
So that's
what a glorious scene that was.
What an amazing scene.
Oh man.
How special it was. But
I still cry every time I see it.
I think it should be nominated.
Do you reckon?
Personally.
Just that one scene.
Just the one hospital scene, I think it should go.
To be honest, that's why the box office is so high.
I think so.
I agree.
I think so. I think it was us. So you play a detective.
Yeah, Detective Parkinson is what a lot of people may not know is that he was actually. Sorry, I'm moving around because it's the only way I can stop myself from being sick. Detective Parkinson. A lot of people don't know that he was actually in adulthood for one scene again. Like it was my one scene cameo, but he was a PC and me and David Ajala. Who I went to drama school with as well.
Oh, you guys were proper buddies before.
Yeah, yeah. Old school. Mm-hmm. Big up, David. And then we were in adulthood for that one scene bit. And then Noel obviously
liked it and wanted us
to come back, you know?
Pretty cool.
I've got a bone to pick with Noel, actually. Where is Noel? Because someone recalled at the premiere, yeah? When he was going down the line.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, I didn't realise this because I was there and it was all kind of happening so quickly. But someone filmed it, right? And then I played it back and he goes, so this is blah, 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 blah. This is Nick Nevin. No one likes him. Like, I was like, what? Like, I don't remember him saying that. He's like, no one likes him, but I put him in the film anyway.
I swear
he said that. Like, I was like, what? Did he fucking say that? Like, I had to see that on someone. Someone just showed that to me. But,
on the social, yeah, because Noel, it was very nice. He introduced the entire cast at the premiere and sort of said a little bit about us. I think all the producers at the time were like, what are you doing? Let's play the movie. But Noel was like, well, I want to make sure everyone. But that's a bit. All right, well, you have to come back on the show and we'll have to get him back at some point.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah. Should we just prank call him now?
Noel pranked me the other day, so I need to prank him back. So I'm still thinking about, so maybe
yeah,
we could.
We'll get something going. If you've got any prank suggestions,
you can email us in chill@foobarradio.com or tweet us @foobarradio. Prank suggestions. If you've got any questions for Nick? Nick's going to spend a bit of time here today with us. I'm going to keep you in here.
Oh yeah.
Until you're sick, is there a sick bucket floating? You can't leave until you're sick, Nick. That's not going to be long then. I've heard that my co-host today, Arnold O'Cheng, he's nearly in the building.
That geezer's never on time. Can I just say that geezer's never on time?
Come on, man. We're going to have to prank him as well.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's play some songs. So I've got. Every week, because it's Background Chill, it's a film review show. I pick music that is linked to films in some way. This is a 90s tune. You probably might remember this. It was used most recently in the film Don John, the
Yeah, some good research there,
yeah,
babe.
My mind's gone blank.
Are you talking about Jude Law's thing?
No.
That terrible thing.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, he's, yeah, it did a brilliant, this opened the film, so I love it.
It's a bit strange, that geezer, though, isn't he?
What, got Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, he's a bit, I don't know.
I really like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. This is back when, this is the early 90s. You remember Marky Mark?
Yeah, of course, man. Doesn't he have a film out now, at the moment? He's got something.
He does. We're going to be reviewing that later in the film review bit.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
That's the Deepwater Horizon.
again, good. Again. Great research there, babe. Got a team of monkeys working around the clock for you, ain't ya? So.
Deepwater Horizon. Fuck it, let's just go to the movie. Let's just go to the music.
Time to break forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'ma get mine, so get yours. I wanna see. B-R-U-G-G-I-E, my body's healthy. My rhyme's make me wealthy. And the funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Marky Mark.
Oh, he's still got it, hasn't he?
He's so fit.
That's not what I meant. I just meant the music. Still sounds good.
I think he's fit.
He is fit.
You wouldn't not one night with Marky Mark?
No, I just want the whole funky bunch.
He's gorgeous. I love him. Right, I need to tell you guys that we have a competition this week. You guys can win some DVDs. Super, super fun. We're going to be going Facebook Live later in the show, so I'll give you guys a heads up, because if you click the like or love button, rather, on the Facebook Live video, we will pick one of you to win some DVDs. So stay tuned for that, my little chummies. Arnold is still on the way. He's going to arrive at the end of the show. We're like, thanks so much for co-hosting this with me, mate, anytime, which is cool. So are you a fan of Harry Potter?
Yeah,
like the series, Daniel Radcliffe.
Who isn't?
Yeah, I mean, I love the films. Well, have you heard about the new play?
No.
Have you read the new book?
No.
Okay, then you're not a fan, mate.
Sorry. Well, no, I'm not like a fanboy. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, Harry Potter's got a new book out. Like, or J.K. Rowling, whatever's got a new book out. Like, the films were all right, you know.
What do you think of Daniel, as a director maybe, director hat on now,
yeah.
What do you think of Daniel Radcliffe?
What, as an actor?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great. I think he's really good. I think he's like, you know, I think he started off making like really good choices, career choices. I thought he, like after Harry Potter, he went into and did that play where he went like totally balls naked, and
yep.
I thought that was really brave, and I thought that was a really cool career choice. And then... and then horns happened. So,
yeah,
you know, like, swings and roundabouts, isn't it, really, Dan? Well, I don't know what you're doing with that, mate.
What's going on?
But I do actually think that he is quality. Like, he is quality. And he seems like such a lovely bloke. You know, he seems like a really nice guy and really down to earth. And, you know, when someone's, like, kind of been raised in the film world, literally from a child, which he has been, he's been raised on film sets, I guess you've got the... you know, the possibility of becoming a proper dick.
But he didn't.
But I don't think he did.
I respect him because he was so honest with everyone about his alcohol problem while he was filming Harry Potter. Because he actually came
out...
Did
he have an alcohol problem?
Oh, majorly.
Please, 10!
Majorly. Yeah, no, not...
Oh, you mean the later ones?
The later films.
Oh, right. fucking 10 years old, boozed out of his mind, didn't it? Oi, Hermione, come here, love boy.
All right, Hagrid. No,
All right, Hagrid.
Later on.
Yeah, hairy bastard, come here. I fucking love you, son.
We're best friends. The best friends ever.
Let me touch that beard.
But no, he later on, Daniel Radcliffe, he would turn up like he would turn up to Harry Potter. He filmed like the last two films. He said he was drunk most of the time on set.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He finished Harry Potter and he went off and like, he did rehab and he's been really on. Instead of hiding it, he's come out and been like, I had a problem, I fixed it, you can too, blah, blah, blah.
Is that where that picture come from, that famous one where it says, anyone looking for magic, that meme, and it's him in the back of a car just all, like, shook out. Have you seen that one? Have you not seen that one? It's the classic meme, it's been out for, like, 3 years, but it's him in the back of a car, and his eyeballs are, like, popping, yeah? He ain't on the booze, like, he must be on something else.
Yeah.
And the meme just says, anyone got any magic? Like, and he's just like that.
But no, he's got two new movies out at the moment. Ooh. And I've seen one of them, which is called Swiss Army Man.
Right.
Which is a really weird premise where it's like two guys, it's Paul Dano, who mm-hmm. I also love, fucking amazing actor.
Yep.
Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe, they play, Paul Dano's on an island. He's shipwrecked on an island, right. And he's losing his shit, and then Daniel Radcliffe is a corpse and he washes up.
Brilliant.
And they become best friends.
Brilliant. It's like a Weekend at Bernie's thing. They like attach themselves to him and pretend make him like he's real.
Yes,
in that.
Literally.
Hey
he does.
Oh, I just realised that I did that and it's radio, isn't it? Like,
I'll do the audio commentary. Nick is moving his arm and pretending to be attached to something.
Brilliant.
No, yeah, remember it's radio voice.
This is a radio. Can I do my radio voice? I've always wanted to do,
okay,
like,
go on.
Yeah, this is my dapper laughs like impression, you know. Okay. Hey, that's it. Oh shit, my phone's on, so sorry. Whoops, that's a bit rude.
Be professional.
I'm so
bit
sorry.
Of radio decorum here.
Yeah, I know. I got too excited with the radio voice.
Okay, go
so,
on.
So watch the ride. No, that's just some. Oh fuck it. All right, move on.
I'll do my radio voice.
I'm plainly still pissed.
You're my favourite guest I've ever had on the show. This is wild. It's like playing some sort of tennis game here.
It is. Try and keep up, lady.
But back to Daniel.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's that he makes friends with the corpse and it's really fucking weird. So the opening of the movie, just to give you a taster of what it's like. I think that was my phone.
That's
then,
your
actually. Sorry.
Look at her trying to give it all that professional chit chat and then boom, the phone goes off.
My tweets are coming at me. Yeah. So the film opening is he finds Daniel Radcliffe's corpse, and Daniel Radcliffe's corpse farts all through the movie.
Right.
He is a flatulence problem.
Right, what is this? Is this like that okay, already now I'm gutted, right? Because at first it sounded like some sort of like really cool kind of abstract kind of sick movie where the geezer's believing that the corpse is actually talking to him, and now it sounds like a comedy full of fart jokes.
So it is, and so he lassoes Daniel Radcliffe.
Brilliant.
And he works out that he farts so much that he can ride the flatulence.
You're
like
talking
a,
shit, mate. Like, you're talking, like a, you're talking breeze, mate.
No, this is what happened. He literally uses him as a jet ski and he uses Dan's farts to get to the next island. And it's called Swiss Army Man because he's so useful as a dead body. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
You just made this up, 100%. Mate. You just made this shit right up. That's bullshit.
No, and
at first I believed it, and then the whole fart thing.
No.
What? And Daniel Radcliffe's agent said, "Dan, I've got this great script for you, mate." Right? No, wait. You're a dead body. No. I know what you're thinking. It gets better.
You're a farter.
Yeah, you're a farter. He's like, yeah, great.
No, it's cool. It's coming from these wacky guys called Daniel Scheinhardt and Dan Kwan.
Okay.
They are...
That wasn't a laugh, by the way. Sorry, that was just a snort. I was like laughing at their names. Sorry.
Two Dans, and they did that music video, Turned Up For What? Turned Down For What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which was like super, super wacky.
Oh, yeah, when they go through the ceilings.
Yeah, they keep dropping through the ceilings and rubbing themselves on people and twerking on people. So they got so much accolade for that weird video that they're like, we're gonna commission a feature film. And so I spoke to these guys. I came in, I did an interview with them. I spoke to them on the phone because they're in LA. I didn't get to go to LA.
LA.
So I'm going to play you a little bit of the interview because then maybe they can explain. And they're talking about the fart, so I 100% did not make this shit up. Okay. So I'm going to play that now. This is an interview with the Dan Dans for Swiss Army Man. I watched the movie last night. So it's all fresh in my mind, and I've got plenty of questions. Where on earth did you get the concept?
It's hard to remember, you know? Like, I feel like everybody has really stupid, insane ideas, and what makes us different is that for some reason we decide to take our stupidest, weirdest one and make it into, like, a heartfelt drama and years of our lives on it. There was, like, a few years ago, Dan Kwan pitched to me this short film idea of a man feeding beans to a dead body and then riding its farts. It became like a running joke with us where I would always bring it up and be like, we should make the
we should make the corpse movie, Dan. And I'm like terrified of my own ideas because if I pitch them, then they might actually happen. So
yeah, well, like, they did.
Yeah, the scarier he got, the more I would bring it up and be like, you know, that's really what we should do with our lives.
Well, for all the listeners out there who are a little confused, Swiss Army Man, which is your new film, which stars Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe, previously Harry Potter himself, and it's all about a guy stuck on a desert island with a corpse, and Daniel Radcliffe plays the corpse. And yeah, what you were saying is absolutely true. The movie opens with him being used as a human jet ski, which is wacky as it comes. I didn't really know what to expect. I hadn't really researched the film, so when I went in there, I went in there completely fresh and was just like, I wish I'd been filming like a reaction cam for me. Because maybe an audience reaction cam would be a pretty good idea, because this film is like beyond their wacky. And it got a bit of mixed reviews, didn't it, from when it first got screened?
Yeah, and all the subsequent screenings too. it's been kind of, I mean, the point of the movie is to push the envelope and kind of like discuss the envelope of like what are society's taboos. So it's kind of understandable that every once in a while someone really refuses to watch a beautiful movie with farts.
Yeah, no. Boundary pushing. No, I loved it because I was looking at a couple of other interviews you guys have been doing, and you were saying that your intention almost was to make it uncomfortable, but also be really endeared to continue watching. And I guess that was actually exactly what I felt. I was like, I don't know if I like this, but I want to see more. So,
yeah, our challenge to ourselves was, can we take the most unpalatable content and make it as palatable as possible? You know, like we didn't want to make like a gross out movie.
No, it's not.
Like therapy.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, a little bit.
Therapist.
Exactly.
I think everyone in their life needs to go to a desert island and talk to their own corpse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get a lot out of it. Just what was like the filming process like? So essentially it was sort of two actors. How long did it take to film? How to get that in the can?
We shot for about 5 weeks. It was very fast, 5 weeks, because the movie's full of fight scenes and...
Yeah, we were trying to shoot like an action event.
And a musical.
And a musical, yeah. Exactly. but the shooting was pretty relentless. It was pretty brutal.
But then Radcliffe said it was like the most fun he'd ever had on set. I think he's used to kind of like sitting around and kind of checking his watch.
Yeah, I bet.
There was no time for that on this.
Yeah.
We just never said cut.
It had such a pace as well, considering there's only two actors. The majority of it is set, you know, on the island or in the woods. It kept a pace. It was never boring at any stage and didn't drop. So that was, I was like, well done guys for keeping that going.
It was a really hard thing because the movie's about boredom. And we were like, how do we make our movie not boring? Nope. Even though
do you have a specific favorite day of filming or anything sort of behind the scenes? Did anything go wrong? Because that's almost my favorite thing. When things go wrong, they can go right.
There was one scene where like Radcliffe couldn't keep a straight face because Paul's character is constantly trying to remind him what life is like back home with what he has available. And there's a scene where Paul had to spit on his hands and then wipe the loogie onto Daniel's forehead and he walks on the bus, break out in cold sweats. And every time Radcliffe would laugh or someone on the crew would laugh, which would make Radcliffe laugh. And so he ended up having to, like, all in one take, you know, spit on his hand and wipe it on his face like 10 or 12 times.
Oh, that's a lot. Well, many a person wouldn't mind being spat on by Paul. I know I wouldn't imagine.
That's the quote from the interview.
There we go.
Good headline.
Well, it's super. I think us Brits as well, we have a slightly different humour, but I think we like the quirky and we like the odd. So I'm fingers crossed that it's going to go super down. It's coming out for us. It's coming out on Friday.
Yeah, British movies were a huge inspiration. So.
And this is your guys, is your first ever feature film?
That's correct.
The baby's been born. Because you guys are super popular for your previous music video, Turn Down For What? Which I remember, that's massively viral on the internet.
That helped us finance this movie. So when you watch this movie, you can be like, thanks.
Thanks, all those internet people. For.
Yeah.
And I heard a rumor as well that the concept for the thing, did it start as a joke?
All of our ideas start off as jokes that we like both agree we should not make. somehow they just stick in our brains and they get rooted and we can't take them out.
All the best ideas are.
Yeah.
Filmmaking is kind of silly, you know? I feel like most movies, you know, should start as a joke and then
Could you guys do me a favor? Please wear GoPros next time you're pitching your films to these Hollywood producers, because I just want to be in that room. That would be insane with you guys trying to explain, like, right, and then the fart, and then...
Yeah, it's pretty fun. One of the things we ended up doing was we had the music before we shot. We had a lot of the songs already recorded. So we would turn up the music and start acting out the movie.
Well, I absolutely love the soundtrack as well, all the songs and the music. So I'm going to play as much of that as I can on my show.
Thank you.
Because I'm absolutely, like, 10 out of 10 music-wise. Well, thank you so much. I only got a little moment brief to talk with you today. But thanks for joining us. The Daniels. It's Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Oh, yes, in one. For their new film, Swiss Army Man. Thanks for joining us on Fubar Radio. Have a lovely day, guys. Thank you.
Back row and chill.
Thank you. Bye.
Johanna James and Noel Clark on Fubar Radio.
So that was the Daniels. Now, you, Nick, have...
Yeah.
You've written?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I fell asleep there, mate. That interview was bloody brilliant, though. No, I'm joking. It was brilliant. It was good.
You have written... And directed, is that right? A movie?
Yes, two movies. Again, with the research, love it.
Oh, just do so much. Well, I'm talking about Hooligan Factory, because that's your film that's on Netflix.
It is.
For anyone out there who has an idea for a movie,
yeah,
how did you get from, like, the story in your brain to it being on Netflix?
Fucking hell, that is a question.
Once upon a time!
Well, look, it's not an easy answer, because, you know, it happens differently for different people, but there were so many of those kind of films out there, the hooligan genre movies, and I think people were just crying out for a spoof. So when we pitched it to them, to certain companies, people were just like, oh, fuck, like, how did we not think of doing that?
Mm.
And it was just an original idea, and... people just seem to like it. So when people like an idea, you get like people bidding for it and people wanting to make it. So that's kind of what happened. Yeah, because it didn't star anyone, you know, like, no, like, you know, obviously me and Jay and that, but it wasn't, you know, it was a concept movie. Do you know what I mean? It was bought on the concept, not on who's in it.
Yeah, so. But it was super funny.
Oh, yeah. Well,
super funny.
Away and there.
It's quite like it, but slapstick, but also.
Yeah.
Intellectually funny.
Yeah, well, we tried. Yeah, well, that was because I didn't just write it on my own. Like, so basically, I wrote it with Mike Lindley, and Mike is super intelligent. So basically, every time there's some sort of gag that's set up on page 10 and then the payoff's on page 20, that's all Mike. That's all Mike. Whenever there's a fart joke or, you know, or someone like, ooh, bumping into a lamppost, that is all me, baby.
Fart joke.
That is all me.
It's very Swiss Army Man. I've got a couple of... you didn't believe me, and I found some of the actual sound clips from Swiss Army Man to prove this is Daniel Radcliffe farting.
People don't like other people's farts.
Is that why you don't fart in front of me?
I just like to do it alone. Or hold it in. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's so sad.
So, yeah.
What was he fart? Yeah. Where was the fart? I was hoping the music would just die. Like, you know how they do it in comedies? Like, and then... and then it comes back. That would have been gold. Who's cutting these trailers nowadays, man?
But no, just so you didn't believe me, I did my research that it's farts.
That's ridiculous.
The film opens with a fart and ends with a fart. That's
brilliant.
what the Dan said. But yeah, if you want to check out Hooligan Factory, go to Netflix.
Yeah, go to Netflix. Give it a cheeky watch. It was trending number one on Netflix for like 3 months. I think it's been knocked off now. But yeah, it's a great little movie. I'm very proud of it. So if you like your football violence movies and you want to see them kind of lovingly homaged, yeah, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a little email into the studio. Hey, Johanna, Nick, I love Harry Potter. Are you more of a Grint or Radcliffe girl? I guess that's for me, not for you. Are you more of a Grint or Radcliffe? I'm a Grint. I'm a Rupert Grint.
Oh my gosh, she loves a ginger, innit?
Funny guy. Like, funny guy.
She loves the ginger.
Love the ginger.
You don't know.
What?
I got a mate, actually, a girl called Lisa, who lives round my way. We go drinking together, and we call her Ginge.
Is she Ginge?
She is. Just
there you go.
I think it's
great, great story, bro.
I spent nice,
great story there, bro.
I used to be ginger. I spent many a year as a ginger.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Did ya?
I've only recently been a blonde. Yeah, I used to be redhead for many, many years.
So I take it the collars and cuffs don't match. You got just a massive ginger bush.
I don't have it. I can't answer this without being really awkward. Let's just say
that shit is ginger.
Let's just say that there's laser involved. Okay, right, moving on to our next song. Guardians of the Galaxy, probably my top.
Sorry, I'm still laughing.
Do you like my swerve away from that?
Yeah, it's great. So, it was great.
Actually,
it was great. And it went really well with the laser thing. There was laser involved. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a nice little segue there, isn't it?
Well, check out this segue, right? The band's called Redbone.
Hey, no.
So, this is my favourite track from the whole Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Check it out on YouTube or Spotify or whatever you guys use to listen to your musical treats. It's my favorite song. Let's get me in the Friday mood for this. It's Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. This is it. Jesus, pull yourself together, Johanna.
Thank you.
You crack up, love, but what people don't know is that she actually thought she played the wrong song there. Like, for the first 30 seconds of that song, she's like, oh, shit, I think I played the wrong song.
This isn't the version that I know.
Oh, no. And then when it kicked in, she was like, oh, thank God.
Thank the Lord. I was like, for a minute, there was this slow thing. I was just like, this ain't the funky tune to start the weekend. I was, what? No, that was definitely, right. That's just a different version. Thanks, producer people, for scaring me on that one. We are still waiting for Arnold to arrive.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable,
hey,
Ocheng.
Arnold!
Un-effing believable, Ocheng.
Yeah, this is not on. We're gonna grill him when he arrives. Because I've got some challenges to play. I've got movie quizzes, and I've got the Guess the 90s theme tune is back again because it went down really well last week. But I can't play it until we've got another person here. So we're just going to have to wait. Hopefully he's... He better be running, you know. I can just imagine him jogging.
Agreed.
Sprinting home.
Or on his little Segway thing, you know, them fucking things. They were like all hot for like all of 5 minutes. Do you remember that when everyone wanted one?
Then they made them illegal. And so it's like,
yeah,
great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, Arnold, he was with us. He filmed with us in Brotherhood. He plays one of the very funny guys in Brotherhood. And he bought to set these Segways, whatever you say. And everyone was having a go on them and they were really cool. And Noel tried it and Noel fell off. Because he's old and he couldn't do it. Did you ever go?
No, I've got my own.
You got your own segue?
I've got my own,
oh,
love.
Yeah, you do. I see you Snapchat.
Yeah.
Don't you wait? You walk your dog on your segue?
Yeah.
Doesn't that just... What's the point? What?
It's called laziness,
it's
love.
It's called laziness.
It's called laziness, love. So, yeah.
Aren't you worried you're going to run over your dog?
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I am overweight and fat. So, you know, I'd rather just, you know, keep it segue.
You want to maintain this physique, you know?
Maintain the moobs.
The madness.
The bareness, the cuddly bareness that I have.
No, I don't mind a cuddly bear. Cuddly no. bears. I'm not all about the abs, you know.
No, it's, yeah. Well, don't, well, good.
I'm not.
Well, nah. You won't find any over here.
Abs missing.
Abs very much missing. Shit.
Nah, I ain't into abs. Do you like abs on a girl? What's that?
Not really. Well,
just one ab.
I don't know what that noise was. I don't mind, but I like females of all shapes and sizes.
Just
not picky, you know.
Just not gingers.
I don't mind gingers, just as long as they're, you know, breathing. No.
Okay, there's a whole another level of the show.
Oh my God, I'm going to regret that one tomorrow.
I think...
oh, hell no! No!
That's what I felt.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? You ever seen that Family Guy when Brian and Stewie have their own radio station?
Yeah.
And they call it Dingo and the Baby. And they start pressing all these buttons. Have you not seen that?
That's pretty much my show. That's
that
me.
Is pretty
I'm
much
just
your show.
I'm just like winging it, pressing all the buttons.
I love it.
Do you know what? I really want to play 90s theme song challenge. So I think we should just play it because we can
but
play.
But you know all the answers though.
No, but we can play it with the people at home as well.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to play you.
Right.
Some theme songs.
Okay.
And I'm gonna see if you can get them.
Okay.
And everyone can play at home as well.
Are they TV?
They are 90s TV theme tune songs. So okay. Let's go back in the time machine of radio.
Boom.
And let's see if we can do this without any technical hitches. So it is time for Guess the 90s Theme Tune Time.
Hang on, wasn't that the same thing that you played when I walked in?
It's just my fanfare, okay, oh, Nick? Okay. So just leave me and my fanfare alone.
Kind of not feeling very special now, so... Yeah.
Well, you know, recycled. Okay, let's just get into it. Let's just see what happens. Let's see if you can get it. And,
cool.
Okay.
Dawson's Creek. Is it Dawson's Creek? No, it's not. Is it? You don't even know, do you? Is it Dawson's Creek?
Well done.
Boom.
Well, it's fun. What's this?
Oh. No, wait. Tool time. Fucking, what's his name's tool time?
Home Improvement.
Yes. That's it.
Tool time.
No, but that was the name of his show on the programme.
Okay.
It was
I'll give
tool
you a point
time.
For that. Okay, so far you've got Dawson's Creek and I'm going to give you that.
All right. Yeah. Like, Home Improvements, but his show on the show was called Tool Time.
Yeah, well done. Okay, right. So can you get the next one? Number three.
Is this Beverly Hills 90210? No.
No.
Oh.
No. It was a main girl, teenage girl. She has blood.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well done. I mean, I'm feeding you these answers. Well, so well, yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, well, three out of three.
How many of these are there? I love this.
12.
Yes.
Okay,
yes!
Ready. And let's go for the next one.
Sex in the City.
Boom. You're obviously a fan.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Well done. The set of number four is Sex in the City theme tune. It's quite, I like it. Wait, what about this?
Oh, I love this song. Oh no, it's. Oh, it's. Oh no, I put something else.
You love this song.
I thought it was that. Oh, it's. Oh, you. Just give me a clue.
I'm going to give you a clue. It's quite witchy. There's three of them.
Oh.
Your mouth nearly made it.
Is it chant? Chanted? No, chanting. Chant.
Think Harry Potter. What do you do when you cast a spell and you cast a...
A charm.
Nearly there. It's charmed.
Charmed! Oh, fucking charmed. Yes. I never watched that show, actually, to be honest. But can I just say, the beginning, those first couple of bars,
yeah.
That's the same couple of bars as Morrissey's song... something.
Oh,
what, I can't remember.
For
something Sky.
For
something,
CSI? No.
Or something like that. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. But it's the same bars. That's why I said I love this song. But like, clearly wasn't that.
Okay, number six. If you don't get this, just get out.
Friends,
you know?
Friends, yes. Friends all day long. Friends. Have you seen that meme? Have you seen that meme with Chandler at the moment looking absolutely busted, like he's homeless? And the meme says, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. That's so dark.
Who makes these up,
I don't
man?
Know, but whoever that made that up is a genius.
Yeah, I do love a meme. I love a meme.
You've got to love a meme.
It's kind of what we do now in our culture. It's just send people memes.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, hi, how are you? Here's a meme. Okay, we are on number seven.
Oh, is this Saved by the Bell?
Woohoo! Yeah, it is.
Screech, do you remember Screech? He's fucked now, isn't he? Stabbing people in the street and whatnot, going to jail. He was all sweet about it. Don't put me in the locker!
Yeah.
And now he's just like juking people up in the street or whatever. Crazy guy.
Oh, hey there.
And did he do porn or something as well?
Probably. They all have.
Don't put me in the locker! Oh, yeah. Oh, take that big cock.
Put it in your locker.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, man, it's quite sad. He was a sweetie, and now he's
gone off the rails a bit.
Potential serial killer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on number eight.
How many of these have I got right?
I'm not going to give you the charmed one because you just kept shouting chant at me, and that was just a bit weird. So you've got 6 out of 7.
Oh, that's not bad. Come on, that
how
ain't
you doing
bad.
At home? How you doing?
That
at home?
Ain't bad. That ain't bad.
Okay, so this is number eight.
Come on, mate. Simpsons all day long.
Woohoo! Okay, the next one's a bit harder.
Okay.
So we'll see. Number nine.
Baywatch.
Oh, man, you would have known that, wouldn't you? Because you're a pervert, Craig. Okay. All right, Baywatch.
I'll be ready.
Number 10. I feel like I want to get up and...
Oh, is this... Is that Black Beauty? Oh. No, it's not Black Beauty.
No, it's very... Well, considering there's all presidential elections going on right now...
Is it the Green Wing or something?
No, nearly!
The West Wing?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Son of a gun.
Half a point.
Half a point. For Wing. I got the Wing.
Okay. And what about this one? Anything? No?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm loving it. I was just jamming away there. That's the actual one, the only one that I literally have no clue
that
over.
Is Will and Grace.
What was that?
The sitcom show. Will and Grace, about the redhead girl and she lives with the gay guy.
The gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And I like Will and Grace.
Was it? Maybe I didn't watch it.
What used to be on in the mornings and I'm thinking that maybe
no, definitely
you weren't.
Definitely didn't watch it then.
You were not.
You know me so well.
Still out. Okay, the final one, which I'm obviously going to get because it is probably the theme tune of the 90s that everybody still knows.
tune.
This is a story all
Fresh Prince.
Life got flipped, turned upside down. I like to take a minute, just sit right there.
Oh, hey, that was a banger, man. That still is a banger, and
well,
you know
done.
That is.
I know.
That is what probably one of the all-time greats, isn't it?
It's
really?
It is the all-time great theme tune, and it's weird how everybody, if you now in a club or whatever, if anyone plays it, everyone suddenly drops what they're doing and everyone just starts singing it.
Absolutely, it will never get old, that song.
And it's like extra points if you can sing the extended version.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There was another bit, wasn't there? Another verse.
There was a whole, there was an extra verse when he was like on an airplane or or something, and I don't know what it is, and it used to throw me if it ever got or like
I remember the there was an extra verse. There was an extra verse.
Sneaky little extra verse. Yeah. But but everyone does love the love a bit of Prince. I fancied Will Smith so much.
Yeah. Not so much no more.
Well, he's a lot older.
Well, yeah, that happens.
That happens. That so, happen.
You know what I don't like about Will Smith? What? Like, I love him as an actor. I think he's actually class, yeah. Like, some of the stuff he does. I mean, you know, again, with all actors, good choices, bad choices. But I think in total, I do think he's class, yeah. But what I don't like about Will Smith, yeah, is just the nepotism, man. Just the nepotism. Just you know what that word means, right?
No, I'm
you
shaking
don't,
my head.
You're like, you're going, yes, the nepotism. Nepotism, yes. You're like, what does that even mean?
Nepotism?
Nepotism is like basically when you give your son or someone who's related to you all the work. And have they really earned it? You know, are they the best person for the job? Or is it just because he's your son?
Yeah.
Did he do an audition? You know, or is he just because it's your son, mate?
Yeah,
you know? That's the one thing because it's hard enough for us as actors in the game anyway. Well, not us, because we're not auditioning for Will Smith movies.
I was just thinking, it's like, wait. Are you upset that you didn't get to audition as Will Smith's son?
I wanted to be Karate Kid.
Damn it, Will!
Some 35-year-old Karate Kid boy. Some beer-bellied Karate Kid.
Acting a quality. Acting a quality.
Oh shit! Can you imagine?
I would pay to see your audition for that. I think we should actually film it.
I'll do that. I'll do that shit right
now. I'm gonna make my career tonight. You're gonna be like,
oh mate. But seriously though, like I do. Listen, like I say, love Will. I love the kid as well. I think he's class as well. But
Jaden Smith.
Do you know what I mean? I just like it's hard in this game. It's hard in any game to obviously listen. To be honest, if I had a kid, I'd probably give him all the stuff as well. But I don't, and so I'm just jealous.
You're just jealous.
Just jealous.
But the whole family's a bit of they're a performing circus. You've got the girl.
Oh, yeah, the girl.
You've got the girl.
What's her name? Raven? No.
Willow.
Willow, that was it. Raven.
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 It's all getting a bit dark.
I don't know where that came from.
Those children, Raven and Satan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and like they all individually do their own thing, but then they perform as a family.
Yeah,
it's like
a modern but this is what I'm saying. It's a little bit creepy, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's a little bit creepy. I'm all up for loving your kids and showing support. They want to be actors. Yeah, push them in the right direction. This is why I love people like Emilio Estevez, for example, who had the Sheen name, this big Hollywood name, but he chose to take his mother's name. Yeah, Estevez. Well, the original family name, which is Estevez, not Sheen, and go out alone.
Yeah,
and that's why I rate that.
He
didn't ride the name.
Which
and I respect that so much.
And
I think Emilio Estevez needs to come back and make some more movies, because that geezer was absolutely brilliant.
I love him.
So Emilio, if you're listening, to Fubar Radio, if you are listening, I want you back, mate. You were a brilliant Billy the Kid in Young Guns. And when you died in the second one, sorry if anyone's not seen it,
spoiler.
He doesn't die though, so you think he dies, but he doesn't.
Oh, okay. Double spoiler.
Double spoiler.
What?
But I actually cried, mate. Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. And I'm not talking about like a little tear. I'm talking about
man tears.
I'm talking about big gushing, bawling tears. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, on Christmas Eve, And when and Sonia was in the hospital and Silent Night was all playing, I was just like, Jamie! Jamie, no!
No, not you, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
God, I fancied Jamie too.
Well, he was a good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie, mate.
Hashtag Twitter that right now. Bring them back. I've just been told that Winnie Williams is in the building.
Yeah, I don't know.
The gorgeous Winnie herself. So I think we're going to pop on... a song. And we're going to go back. Oh, we've got a bit of a nice... Is it sexy? Well, Louis Armstrong. I'd say he's a sexy voice.
Yeah?
Would you not?
Well, absolutely. Is it Wonderful World?
Maybe.
Isn't it? That's the only one anyone ever knows, isn't it?
But what film is it from? What film was it used in most famously? It's used in a lot of films, but what was the main film, A Wonderful World?
Oh, shit.
I'll give you a clue.
Good morning, Vietnam! Well, it's not just a clue. That's the name of the film. That's the name of the film, isn't it? But yes, that is that. But it has been used in other films. And that particular movie is brilliant for soundtrack. But
I know,
every single
it?
Song in that film is just incredible.
That's why I'm playing it now. So we've got Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. We're going to be talking to Winnie Williams on Back Row and Chill.
Boom.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio presents
Penelope Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
We are joined by two very esteemed friends of ours, the Heavy Trackers.
Hello!
When we were outside, you know, we're talking about bum leaking.
Yeah, we didn't prepare for this. Normally, you go on radio and it's like no swearing. Walk in and it's just straight up like, yeah I'll use my thumb.
That's food,
it's
just baby. Like,
it's great fun.
Our manager's like, yeah, you're going out there, you're just going to promote the CD and then you're just going to get out
of
there.
None of that. Not my watch.
Walk in there. Yeah, mate, have you had your bum leak, son?
No. We don't even need to talk about the CD. We just talk about this.
Yeah, that's it. We're all friends, isn't it?
Every Wednesday,
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Well, guys, you're listening to FUBAR Radio. We've just gone past 5 p.m. on a Friday, getting Friday started. We're joined in the studio by Winnie Williams.
Woo!
Woo! Welcome!
Hi, guys.
Your hair is on point today.
Thanks so much. I just stuck it in.
Oh, is it Louise?
Well, I've been in the studio, so I've been like singing all day, and then I was like, oh my god, I need to look more like human. So
oh right,
this so is the lion's mane.
Do you know what? It does. I'm actually like pretty relieved that that's not real, because I was sitting here being like, Jesus.
You're like,
hair.
Why does she eat?
I'm like, why does her hair look so pretty?
I'm just sitting here now. I'm just like, oh, what's this mad girl chat? Like,
no, you're just happy. You should be happy you have hair now, because you had to shave it, didn't you?
I know, I did. Yeah, no, I'm glad it's growing back ever so slowly.
He spent the last couple of months with a proper skinhead.
Cock block haircut for like the whole summer. The whole summer. No hair, no girlfriend.
Could have got you some extensions.
Yeah, we should
stick on the top.
We should have got you
right.
Little wig.
Got
you some weave. But so, Winnie, well, me and Noel were obviously huge fans, and Noel picked you to be on the Brotherhood soundtrack.
I know, how cool is that?
Which is pretty cool. So you're in, your song features in the Brotherhood movie. How did that happen? Did he just approach you and was just like,
I met Noel ages ago, just being out, because he's friends with my friend, and yeah, I was like, I'm a singer, and he was like, with a name like Winnie Williams, he's like, you sound like a racehorse. So this is how we like met.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he just my song Too Strong, Mr. Jam picked it up at the end of last year, and yeah, I think it's like, it suits the film really well, because I wrote it about like guys finding it really hard to talk about their emotions, and it's called like Too Strong for Too Long. So
you write all your stuff
yourself?
Oh my god.
Well, a lot of people actually do that. No, you know, it's just the ones that make it that don't.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of people don't.
It's all the young, struggling, really good, talented people that write their own stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it's only the people right at the top that have it written for them.
That's like, that's amazing. Because weirdly, as well, before the Brotherhood came around, before you came up on that scene, I personally would have been following your Instagram.
No way. And
yeah, because you have like the most unique, I love all the styling that you've chosen.
Thanks, mate.
So you go like really 70s, didn't you?
Yeah, like. I live in like a 70s themed house. I love like everything.
Oh, so that really is you.
That's like real life. Like my friend, I've got a really weird house. My boyfriend's like, stop buying like Nan stuff. It's like, imagine Nan's house. So yeah, I live it.
Have cool. you got? Hang on though. It can't be a 70s house. It can't be a 70s house unless you've got the free ducks. You know the free.
Mate, I'm on that.
Have you got the free ducks? Yeah.
I've got the ducks. I've got like the granny knitted blankets. Boom. Like the fake fireplace thing.
Boom.
Oh, boom. Yeah.
The fireplace with has the grate on it.
Yeah, you know, like the fake flames.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I hire it out for photo shoots. So I've had like, you know, like Lion Babe.
Yeah.
She shot at my house. And like so many cool people, it's really fun.
It's like come into my house. It's a
come in
boudoir of 1970s nostalgia. No, I do like 70s. Well, personally, I'm more, if I could pick an era, I'd go 80s.
Oh yeah.
I'm wearing a original Tron t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
I tend to settle more into the 80s music and films.
Fun,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you like 70s films as well, or are you more just the music?
Everything. I think it's really, I love looking back at like old films and old like magazines and stuff just for inspiration, whether it's like, I write a lot of my songs quite visually, like I always imagine the music video before I write the song.
Yeah,
so that helps a lot.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's cool. And so what are you working on at the moment? Are you like touring or releasing?
I've just been in the studio though, so I wrote I did Too Strong, and then I'm just like finishing my album. So I work with these guys called Future Cut, who back in the day were like really big drum and bass guys.
I used to be a drum and bass MC. I just want to throw that out.
Just
going to throw that out there.
Yeah, Nick, back me in too. The day. Me too.
Yeah. No, but actually, I was good.
Me too.
That's so cool. Oh,
that's a true story.
Mine's not true.
But yeah, they've like gone to the dark side of pop now.
Oh no!
So, but they do really cool things. They've done like Riri and like One Direction and like really cool things. So they like send me tracks, and then I just sit in my bedroom on GarageBand and just like squeak into it, the microphone, and there's a song. So I've just been finishing that at the minute. Which is really fun.
Cool. I'm sorry, I just had to say, you just moved my camera out of my face.
Oh,
so they're both of me
now. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hey.
I'm sorry, I just... Because I couldn't see it.
I know it's radio, sorry. But we have four cameras to film all the time.
Dude.
Because we're going to be going Facebook Live soon.
Oh, that's so terrible of me. Because I couldn't see her.
We've got a competition.
I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was like I thought it was like a mic stand or something. I was just like trying to move it out the way.
No, we've got it's our first competition that we've had on the show. We've got some DVDs to give away. So when we go Facebook Live a little bit later, if you click love on that video, we're going to be picking at random, or maybe picking our favourite, I don't know, profile pic. What? How do we work this out? We're going to be sending you some free DVDs.
DVDs.
Do you know what DVD stands for? Anyone?
Digital.
I'm going to guess, because I don't know. I was hoping you knew it.
Oh, right.
I think it's digital video disc.
Is that what you think it is, or is that what your research has told you?
That's what I'm thinking it is. If you guys know what it is, like, tweet it in. Or, like, chill out, move our radio. I dubbed. But, yeah, DVD, Blu-ray. DVD, Blu-ray, which one?
Got to be Blu-ray, isn't it, now?
Blu-ray.
Got to be.
I literally got a telly like 6 months ago.
Nice. So nice.
Is it a
VHS? 70? VHS for Betamax. Betamax.
I'm literally like sitting with your nan. I'm really sorry.
Love that.
I used to have my family, we used to have a little black and white telly. Back in the day.
Very nice.
Cool story, bro.
I'm just talking about tellies and vintage tellies.
We used to have this black and white telly back in the day.
I'm actually 59.
Is that it? Yeah. Only played 3 channels. It was beautiful. what the fuck are you talking about? Brilliant.
Well, all right, fine. I was reminiscing about my television.
Okay.
I do like telly. Although I tend to spend more time now on the internet than I do on watching TV.
Well, doesn't everyone know? I think that's just like, the future, isn't it?
More like YouTube or Netflix or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. Netflix. Very into Narcos at the minute.
Is that your top?
That's a good one.
Do you know what I did though? I was on season one, like 2 or 3 episodes in, accidentally skipped to season 2, like episode 5, and was like, oh my god, so much happened, like that. Like I finished it and I was like, oh my god, I said to my boyfriend, like, I can't believe da 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 happened. He was like, what? So I ruined the whole thing. I didn't realise. I was like, there's a lot going on, but I'm sure like time has passed.
Oh my god, but that's so good. That is so brilliant.
You just skipped. Kind of related, but basically, my dad's a video editor and he used to edit movies down for me and my brother when we were young, and he'd edit out anything inappropriate.
Aww.
What a ledge.
So we could watch films. So if it was scary or too violent or too sexual, he'd take those bits out and he'd put that. So I remember watching that. One of my favourite films was The Mask. Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Yeah, that was quite scary.
And it was about 20 minutes long, and we used to watch it all the time. And then one day I remember watching it on TV when I was years older, and I saw the original Mask, and I was like, what is this? Because in my head, and I did think as a kid, I was like, this jumps. It's a very short film. and it kind of jumps around, but hey, whatever. Maybe it's a star
that's
thing.
That's so sweet.
That is quite sweet, actually.
So aww. Cheers, Dad.
My dad didn't care. I just watched pure filth.
Pure violence and filth.
RoboCop actually was the first 18 I ever saw.
Oh, what was the first 18 that you ever saw, Winnie?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Have I seen it?
I want to say something cool, but I can't think.
Do you know what? Even now, you know when you see like the 15 PG whatever. Yeah. If I see a film that's an 18, because I'm not really into like super violence or horror. If I see an 18, I'm sort of like, oh no, not for me.
Oh, see, I'm the other way around. It's got to be like, you know,
it's got to be an 18.
If it's an 18, it's better. No. It's just better. Just a better film.
I'm like, oh, what's it?
More boobs in it. Gotta be.
You can put pretty much anything in a 15 now, to be fair.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, true. Brotherhood was a 15, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that had a lot of... That had full frontal vaginas. Yeah. And
there was some dong. There was some dong in there.
Noel made it fair. He made sure that there was penises and vaginas going on.
Equal measures of both.
Talking about measures, mate. That geezer was holding fat.
Yeah. I forgot that bit of the film.
I love that. I just mentioned that, and the two girls are like, and they just like drifted off.
Just
drifted off into like some sort of like haze there.
I was just remembering the film.
Haze of dong.
A dong haze. Oh my god! Good news. We've just found out that Arnold is in the building.
Well, you know what? He can go away now because I've taken his spot, brother.
Arnold is in the building. We're gonna get him in, and we are gonna absolutely roast him, I think.
I think so.
Okay, right, my next musical movie soundtrack, it's by a band called Muse. It's Feeling Good. And
what's the film?
It's in many a film, but it was also in the Twilight series as well.
I'm like, oh, you're like, no.
This interview's a better love story than Twilight.
I think it is. Twilight was just an awkward... vampire.
You loved it. What are you lying for? What are you lying for?
I totally loved the beginning, like the first one.
The Twilight.
But I didn't like all the other Twilight-y ones.
Twilight 27 was my favourite.
As soon as it got money in it, I went off for Twilight. I like the original indie.
I wanted to be a wolf for like a year after watching that film.
I wanted to have a wolf, seriously. My God. Did you see like... Yeah, the men that just turns into right. Okay, let's get on to some Muse, and we're gonna get Arnold back in the studio. It's Back Row and Chill.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Cheng in the studio.
Did you like my sound effects?
I loved it. That's I don't. Why didn't even cartwheel?
But this is what I want to know. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you miss me though?
Like so much for many weeks.
I mean, you definitely didn't give me a number just there. I mean, I was waiting for a number. Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I'd say a good 8. I missed you a good 8 amount. No. Higher, 9, 10.
Yeah, yeah, 11, yeah. See, 11. See, until you say 10, that's when I was going to speak.
Now, this is all well and good, but I don't think my microphone's working.
There we go.
Shout out my brother Nick Neverland in the building, man. Love you, man.
Done though, brother.
Filling in for me as a gent.
Yeah, my pleasure, mate. My pleasure.
Thank you. Guys, no, I do apologise for being late, all my listeners.
I mean, what was the story? What happened? Like,
No, do you know what? To be honest, I had an audition.
Oh,
I had an audition and it ran over and I came as fast as I can.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us some really elaborate story, yeah. And I was going to give it like background music and make it really, really intense.
No, I tried to be very professional, man, but I couldn't, you know, I just came as fast as
I could.
That's
all right, you had professional things on. So,
yes.
Winnie Williams, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us today. Where can people find you if they want to find your tracks? Obviously, it's in Brotherhood, but where else are you on the...
I'm on the YouTubes.
I'm on the YouTube, I'm on the Instagram, I'm on Spotify.
I'm on all the usual bits, really. Yeah.
No, check her out, because you perform a lot in, like, satin hot pants.
I think we should talk more about this.
I'm a big fan of
this. Seems like a subject we should be talking about.
Only because we're fans of satin.
Exactly. Yeah. Only. You know,
just only.
And 70s fashion.
I usually on stage I wear like thigh high velvet boots, like high waisted pants, and like a big shirt. But I just shot my new music video actually in the desert.
Cool.
And I learned to ride a motorbike, and I had a like black leather catsuit on in the desert riding about. And I really can't ride a motorbike very well at all. But
it was you doing it. It wasn't like a stunt.
No, it wasn't. I had lessons in a car park in Ilford.
And then classy. At least you learned, isn't it?
And then I went to LA, and I was like, but I did it for the video. It looks great.
And that's going to be out on the YouTube.
Yeah, on the YouTube. It's called Real Damn Bad. Bad in the video.
Well, when's it out?
It's out now. It's on.
Boom.
Hold on. Wait. Did you say you were being very bad in the video?
Not really. I was just pretending. I was like, look at me, like kicking dirt,
bit of acting
on a bike,
kicking dirt.
Sand and stuff.
I'm a rebel, mate.
Such a rebel.
Watch this dirt. Watch me kick it.
Watch me kick this.
Legend.
I think if you can turn kicking dirt sexy,
well, you can be the judge of that, guys.
It kind of depends what you're wearing while you're kicking the dirt, right?
Yeah, if you're in like dungarees and like doing a kind of ground force thing, maybe not so much. Yeah, but
if it helps, you can kick dirt on me and Nick anytime.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
Definitely.
Leaving me out.
Do you want dirt kicked in you?
Yeah. I kicked dirt on you too, babe. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to play one of your songs so people can hear.
Okay.
I'm gonna play Too Strong.
Oh yes, please. I love that tune.
I just realized we've got a bit of like a brotherhood family going on here. We were all in the movie in certain ways.
It's so nice to meet you all.
So thank you so much for coming on, Background Chill. I'm gonna play your song now. Have a wonderful Friday. Thanks. Bye.
You're breaking my heart. You smile for the camera. Why are you falling apart? Drowning your sorrows, but they'll learn how to swim. Deals with the devil.
James on FUBAR Radio. Bam! Wendy Williams, Sexual Vixen. I love her.
Love that tune, man.
I've got to that's a big tune.
Can't wait for it to kick dirt on us.
We have our next guest. We have Shaniqua Warren-Markland in the studio.
Can I just say, everyone who's come on since me has had such a really good thing. It was, when it was just
what
me,
was
it was just.
Like?
Can I tell you? Oh, we've got Nick Nevin.
Yeah. Slow clap. That's it.
Three claps.
The old McThree claps. That's all it was. That's all it was.
But welcome, Shaniqua. So you were also in Brotherhood. You were the one of the main actresses in the film.
It's a bit of a reunion.
It is, yeah.
Reunion. Mm. So you played. You were one of the wags. One of the wife and girlfriend.
One of the wags.
There was three. There was three of us. So we were the three wags.
We were the Brotherhood. We had a photo, didn't we?
Yeah.
The three of us.
Oh, who's the three wags? My wife!
Yeah, yeah, your wife!
Oh, shit.
Noel's wife.
Don't tell her that.
That's and Royston's wife.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
We were all the wives.
It's not all about you, Arnold. It's not all about you.
My wife was David Ajala, sorry.
Yeah, you guys.
That's a handsome wife.
But he's a good wife. He's a good wife.
The good wife.
In fact, I think I'm the wife in that relationship.
I think so. Yeah, yes.
Of course.
Yeah, it actually is. He gets his way all the time. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I know. Can I just say? Off the
what, why? Because I know you're just going to come for me. I can feel it.
No.
Okay, carry on.
I was just going to honestly say that it's just so nice, you know, to be with you here. To have you,
you know,
on
when you can't trust what anything's coming out of our as well.
I just want to give you a compliment because I feel like I don't give you enough. I just want to say thank you so much for being here. You was amazing in Brotherhood.
You are good.
Fuck it, the sincerity in it is just pouring out of it.
It's the truth.
You can't trust anything Arnold Oteng says.
And I love
unless
you,
it is here's
you.
A shot.
You're one of my clients. Yeah. It's the truth.
Thanks, babe.
Thank you.
So what was it like for you filming? And because you had a lot of the serious stuff. Arnold got given a lot of the humour.
Yeah, he had all the jokes. It was weird. It was like really nice character to play. It was my first time playing a mum.
You played Noel's wife in the film.
Yes, I was playing wife
and a mum. Yeah. Mom.
So it was really interesting, but it was different to filming Adulthood because I wasn't around like anyone else really. So
oh god, yeah,
yeah. All my scenes alone. Were like family scenes.
Oh, they were family, and you talk about in.
In adulthood, I was around sort of loads of other people, like the younger cast. And this time, I'm Brotherhood. I was just with the kids.
With the kids.
Just
can
with
I ask
the
you
kids
a question?
And
how was it like? I mean, you stayed so mature and professional when you were doing like the kissing scenes and the sex scenes. How did you prepare yourself for that?
Vodka.
I actually have a question. That's actually quite an interesting question. But sorry, Arnold, not that wasn't interesting because
you heard that, didn't you?
Because I actually did want to know that same question. But no, there was a scene in the original script how your character and Noel's actually got together. That was actually cut from the final film. So I was wondering if you could let the people know why, how Noel and you actually got together from the second one to the third one.
Yeah, it wasn't a big scene about it, but it kind of referred to the fact.
But it was cut, right? It was in the original script.
It was originally there and it got cut. But it was basically just saying, you know, me and Mooney's character, we were at uni when we were together, and most people that I know are not still with their partner that they were with at uni. You grow up, you move on, there's been 10 years has gone past. So the way we, Noel and I, looked at it is that they've probably broken up after uni, and then a good few years have gone past, but I'm still in the area, as is Sam's character, so we probably would just met on a night out. I've heard about this guy, but haven't really met him or known too much about him other than this big bad thing that he's done. But he's convinced me to give him a try.
Yeah, because you in the storyline, both your characters in adulthood, did you ever have a scene together?
No, I don't think we had a scene together.
You didn't, did you?
No.
Which might make sense. You could have seen him in the area and in the club.
Yeah,
and
I would have known of him, but not really had that much interaction with him. So,
do you think that the film not would have been better because but do you think it needed that, or do you think it was all right for that scene to be cut, that little explanation sort of thing?
I think for new audiences it's fine because they wouldn't have had that background knowledge. I know a couple of people who had seen Adulthood did wonder about it, but it's
the jump.
Oh,
you're with you now.
It could have been in there, but I don't know how much it really would have added to it other than just the fact that it was a reference to the first one.
Just for the fans, I guess, then. For the diehards,
for the diehards, they would have known. But I guess it's just life, isn't it? Things move on.
people that you might not have known or have had any feelings for, things can change. Absolutely. I mean, I hated Arnold. And now, <why?
laughs> Wait, that face, Arnold.
Even you didn't believe that. Come on, that's why he started laughing. Listen, I want to know, what was it like to kiss Noel Clark? How was that? Was that...
Why? Do you feel like you're missing out?
Who, me? Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I just want to know, like, how was it? Is he a good kisser?
Any love scene, kissing scene, anything, like, you are definitely not thinking about that.
I mean, you definitely swerved my question just there. Because
nicely swerved
How was it?
Nice serve.
Was it kissing Noel Clark? Was it good? Did his beard prickle you on a little bit on the...
I was just so focused on working. And you're getting so a really good take.
Basically, what I'm taking from that is all of the above, isn't it?
All of the above.
Prickly beard, like everything.
However, it is in your dreams, Arnold. It's just how it was.
Prickly beard, everything.
Right, guys, I just realised us, all four of us, are actors.
I use that very loosely on my benefit, but yeah.
He's a loose actor. but in saying that, I have prepared a movie quiz.
Oh, nice.
Which I want to, now we've got so many of us in here, this is good. I'm going to challenge you guys. So, guys, what the rules are, I'm going to go through some questions. Think of a buzzer in your head that you can say, because if you think you know the question, just be like,
I'll think of a noise.
That we can... Or whatever it is that your buzzer is.
I've got one. What's yours? Yeah. What's yours, Nick?
It's a wagwan in a mandir.
Hold on, where did this thing come from?
It's a long story.
It doesn't even make sense.
They went on holiday, but I really believe it's you.
It is
Jason
me. 100%.
He was telling me some next stuff.
Basically, the quick 30-second version is, when we were in Ibiza, we started calling everything a mandem, inanimate objects, like pass the mandem, or like, it was just a silly thing me, Dapper and Jason were doing. We were by the pool and I just went, it's a wagwan in a mandem, like it just came out, and then basically everyone says it now.
It's taken on a life.
But there's a lot of people trying to take credit for it,
trust me,
I always knew it was you.
When I first done it, he went to the bar and went, nah, that's shit, mate. That's shit. I'm going to the bar. That's rubbish. I'm never saying that. I swear to God, that's what he said. I'm never saying that.
It can be your buzzer. You can own it today, and it can be your buzzer.
Own it today. I own it full stop.
You can reclaim it today officially as your buzzer. So we're going to go Facebook Live for this, so you can watch this at home.
Awesome.
So get your buzzer ready.
What's your buzzer? What's your buzzer noise?
Can I steal yours? Are you taking part?
You can't steal
yours. I'm the quizzer. What was yours?
She's the questioner.
Okay. So we're gonna go live, and everyone's.
What's yours, Arnold?
Me.
Nice.
Are we ready? Okay. I've got my questions, and also we're doing. We got some DVDs to give away. So if you'd like to win, what's a little look at what they are.
Oh, I thought they were for us.
No, sorry. It's American Crime Story, The People versus awesome. OJ Simpson.
That is sick. That good. That is really good.
That's so good.
Sleepy Hollow.
I don't know if that's as good, but...
But if you want to win these DVDs, if you want to win them, click the love button on the live video.
Do it.
Love it. Question number one. In the movie The Graduate, who is trying to seduce Benjamin?
Oh, it's a wagwan and a mandem, Mrs. Robinson. Oh.
Well done, 1.2.
I couldn't think of the name. I haven't seen it, but I know the name.
And okay, 1 point to Nick.
Next time, can we make sure everyone's watched the film? I'm just saying.
Okay, number two. I'm going to say this is a quote from the film.
Okay.
And see if you can get what film. What film is it from? That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
It's a wagwan in a mandem.
Yeah,
is it from Psycho?
Yes.
Boom!
Nick Nevin.
He's going to win.
Come on. Arnold's shaking his head. He's in disbelief. Okay, number three. This is a retro one. How many men does Scarlett O'Hara marry in Gone with the Wind?
Come on, man.
It's a wagwan in a mandem.
We need some, like...
Two.
No. Wrong.
Yeah. Three.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
guess.
Not
guess. Well, guess. Guess. No, you're going to lie.
Okay, question number four. Okay, this is this is a tagline from a 1999 movie.
Guys, can we move the films up? These are like
no, I'm quite happy.
Being
the oldest one in this room, I'm actually quite happy.
Oh, you're on fire. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, films were better in my day.
Right. Here's the tag. There's something about your first piece.
Whoa.
What movie was that from? 1999.
Something about your first piece.
There's
Power Rangers.
There's something.
You gotta do your noise.
Oh, yeah,
there's something about your first piece. Think about what piece.
could you have?
Oh. I mean, I can only think of, okay, yeah, that's it.
You're
dirty
minded. You're just thinking about peace.
What could you eat? I'm like,
piece of cake. Piece of
Pizza. It's a work one in a man dem. American pie.
Yes.
Oh.
yeah, that no.
Oh, we are bailing.
Don't worry, you got a whole page to revive. So, okay, right. Here's one. It's another movie tagline. 1998. Sorry,
guys, we were kids.
The tagline is. I still saw this movie.
I was 35.
The tagline of the movie was, "Size does matter."
It's a work one in a man dem.
What?
Oh, is it Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No,
Size.
No.
Does.
It's a one in a man dem. Was it Jaws?
No.
Wait,
that was the 80s.
Oh, yeah, big.
That was the 80s as well.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
That was a good guess, though.
It was Godzilla.
Oh.
Guys.
Weird tagline for that, I think.
But these are liars. I'm black. American films.
Okay. Here we go. In Indiana Jones.
No.
Temple of Doom.
I'm
no,
out.
No.
What, what state is Willy from?
Who's Willy?
Who's Willy?
The girl.
What girl?
I don't want to.
It's a wild one in the mandem.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Okay, I'm going to give you that.
Reno.
I'm going to give you out of the four, okay? Oh. New York, California, Missouri, Virginia.
Virginia. Actually, no.
Is it, no, I swear. Is she like a showgirl at the beginning? I swear it's like Vegas or something like that. Okay, well, fine. Okay, it's a wild one in a mandem, New York.
No, she's from Missouri.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, right. What government?
I've got one. You've got none, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's not. That's just a whole page left. Come on. I'm still in the game.
What government agency goes after Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can?
It's a wild one in a mandem.
I know that film. Oh.
It's the fraud, FBI fraud.
It's the FBI.
Oh, FBI. Yeah, well, yeah, but it's the fraud section. FBI. It's the fraud section of the FBI.
Well, FBI was going to win it. So
okay,
did you say the fraud section?
Well, I said FBI first.
The fraud department.
Yeah, the fraud hello, can I get to the fraud department, please?
There's a pilot that's very good looking, but not
great film, by the way. Great
good film.
Film.
It is a good film.
Okay, what kind?
Right, Arnold's actually getting on Google.
You're
no, okay. Oh, sorry, I'm not cheating.
Right, what kind of dead life form does E.T. revive in the film E.T.?
Oh, it's a wild one in a mandem.
Nick never go.
Is it a bird?
No.
Oh,
you're out of the game. You're out. Who? What does he revive? He touches something in
the
life.
He goes, oh, I know now. Oh.
No,
nope,
you can't say. Any other guesses?
No. Okay, what animal?
No, I said dead life form, didn't say animal. Dead life form, does he revive? What comes back to life?
I don't know.
A person?
No. Yeah, go on.
A cat?
A flower.
Oh, mate, I got that off him.
I thought it was a cat, you know, sorry.
No, he revives a flower, he touches it and it comes back to life.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Are we actors or?
I was more into video games. I was more into video games.
Okay, we're coming into land. What was Toodles looking for in order to find his happy place?
It's a wild one in a mandem.
Who's Toodles?
It's a wild one in a mandem.
Who is Toodles?
It's a wild one.
Who are you? Okay,
in a mandem.
Go on.
Is Marbles.
Yes.
Yeah, done now.
Who is Toodles?
Toodles is.
Hook, man.
He's a lost boy in Hook. And he's lost his marbles.
Man just knows Rufio. At least he...
Rufio.
No, at least he the main dons. Rufio was the man still. What would it be like?
Have you seen him recently?
I love Rufio.
He's let himself go, yeah.
He's let himself go. But back in the day, I fancied Rufio for like way too long than I should have.
No. A lot of girls fancied Rufio. He was the man.
He was with the spiky hair
Come
and the ripped
man.
Jeans.
He's not growing up.
He was wearing skinny jeans.
Not
anyway.
Not growing up.
The last question. And
that's what all girls want in a man, isn't it?
What's that doesn't grow up,
a guy that just doesn't grow up.
Nailed it. Okay, last question.
Oh, last one. Damn.
For £50,000. No, I'm joking.
You do need to get this.
Which Lord of the Rings star made his acting debut in 1985 film Witness?
It's a wild one in a mandem.
You can't do that. Do you know how old we are? You see
in it? Two. It's we were two.
I knew
it's
this.
A
you were born.
Is it? I don't know. This is a total guess, but is it Viggo Mortensen?
It is. Well done. Nick Nevin, you are the king.
I am.
Well done.
Thank you. Oh, can I have my fanfare?
Oh, I think you should get the fanfare. Nick Nevin.
Bow to me. all of you bow to my superior film knowledge.
Well done.
I'm hating
you.
You
were pretty
right
good.
Now.
I can't lie.
Know everything about movies, but can't get one off the ground. But that's
spent too much watching porn. Too much porn I watched.
So, guys, we're going to go to a quick songaroo now. So, this one is from... Oh, this is from one of my favourite films as well, Pulp Fiction.
Brilliant.
Ooh.
Love it.
Good tune. It is... So,
that's, why didn't you ask a question?
That's Quentin Tarantino, Arnold. Yes. Just in case you didn't know, mate.
No, this is Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man. You're on FUBAR Radio, back for Unchill. We'll be back with you shortly.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, oh, he was.
Yes, he was.
How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine, learning from each other's knowing.
It's son of a preacher.
Love it. Sexy. Right, we've got Lucy Patterson back in the studio.
Hello.
She's our regular film movie buff reviewer extraordinaire.
I feel like we should have some music for you, man.
I know. I need to get something. And yeah. I know, but I've used the fanfare. I've literally ripped the shit out of the fanfare this week. I can't use that anymore. Well, I want to play something for you, though. Okay, what about this one? Because it's what's coming out with the movies.
Yeah.
Lucy Patterson, background chill.
Got to let it show.
Woo. Welcome back.
Thanks, I like that one.
So, what have you been viewing and reviewing this week?
This week, I went to see Magnificent Seven.
Oh my God, I really want to see that. That's the Western.
Yes.
The
it looks good.
Awesome. Denzel Washington.
Blue Western. Denzel, yeah.
It does look
that
good.
That man does not age.
No.
At all.
Well, he does.
He does slowly.
There's a new trailer for a film that he's in with
Viola Davis.
He looks old.
But I feel like he's meant to look old in that, right?
Called, yeah, but in this, like that's makeup. He's so dashing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, but all cowboys are seriously.
I sounded like a hater, didn't I?
You do.
Somebody just.
If anyone could have seen your face then.
All right, okay.
But yeah, it was true blue Western, totally. You know, a little bit cheesy.
Perfect.
Amazing. I mean, it's a remake of The Seven Samurai, basically. I mean, they remade it in the 60s as well.
Okay.
But it's based on a Japanese film.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and this town gets taken over by this horrible, horrible man trying to take away all their land. So a couple of them go to the next town to find someone to help them out, you know.
Was it Donald Trump?
Wouldn't have gone very far with that, would they now? And then they find Denzel. who gets another load of ragtag ruffians.
And
to
it's
help
really
him.
Diverse, isn't it?
It really, like really is. There's
types.
An Indian, obviously Denzel being gorgeous and dashing. The cast is amazing as well. It's Ethan Hawke. Chris Pratt, who I absolutely love. He's just so good.
I think he's awesome.
King
I like
of
him.
Hollywood
really,
right now.
He's really come up. He's really come up.
He's so good. And he's more than just the funny man as well. And this shows that, actually. It's really good. But yeah, they all get together and go and fuck some shit up.
Oh, nice.
It's really
good.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it's not like you're going to win any Oscars probably, but it's action and it's amazing.
So
definitely a good one.
Overall, it's a thumbs up.
It is.
It's a
yep.
Great. Cool.
Yep.
Not so quick. Isn't it? Yep.
Yep. Go see it. Yep. Go see it. Amazing. And what was the second film that you reviewed this week?
Last night I went to see Deepwater Horizon.
Oh.
And
do you know what?
That doesn't sound
Mark Wahlberg, right?
Do you know what? I still feel a bit depressed today.
Yeah, it's quite intense. I'm imagining it's intense.
So intense. I mean, anything that Peter Berg and Mark Wahlberg do together makes you die inside a little bit anyway. You know, I love them. I think they're amazing, the films they make, and I can't wait to see them do some more things. But it was the true story of they had a blowout on an oil rig and a fire in 2010, I think it was. And it resulted in, like, the biggest environmental disaster ever in US history.
Gosh.
With a massive
oil spill.
You know, and all the news coverage at the time was all about that. And that nobody really focused on the fact that these heroes banded together and saved each other. You know, out of 126 men, 11 people, you know, sadly lost their lives. But that could have been a hell of a lot more if it wasn't for the actions of Mike Williams, who Mark Wahlberg played. And, you know, Mark Wahlberg, he's never particularly dazzling, is he? You know, but he always does a good job. I think he's
solid.
He plays the everyman well, doesn't he? Like,
he does. Sometimes in comedic roles as well. I think he's really good. He shines.
Yeah, like Daddy's Home. That
that's very funny. That one.
But you know, he did a good job, and it was it looked like it would have taken everything out of him to film it. I mean, I'm not an actress. I don't know about these things, but it must have really, really been a hard slog to shoot that.
Who else is in that film? What other actors are there?
A lot of people. John Malkovich.
Kate Hudson.
John Malkovich, yeah. Wow.
And he's got this really weird Cajun accent. I'm literally like the accent police. I'm always slagging people off. Not that I could do good ones, but, you know. But he actually did a really good job. But it sort of grated on me a little bit because I was thinking, can you just stop it now? Because you're taking my attention away from the film, you know. Kurt Russell was in it as well, which was nice.
It's like
Kate Hudson, Kurt Russell together.
Bit of a family thing.
But it was really, really hard to watch. It's really close to home for me as well. My best friend's husband has just stopped working on oil rigs.
Oh, wow.
And I messaged her in the middle of it. I was like, don't ever, ever let Paul go back on the rigs again. You know, it was a well-made story of these heroic people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 70-30 accurate, the real Mike Williams said. Yeah. But
they had a bit of Hollywood.
Yeah,
magic.
A bit of artistic.
I nearly said Hollywood jizz. That's not the right word.
Hollywood jizz.
No,
jizz.
Jizz on the movie.
Yeah, maybe jazz.
Hollywood jazz. There we go.
Hollywood jizz. Not so much.
But jizz is always good. It's always good for you.
No,
protein.
Protein. See, it's good for your skin. You can cream it in as well. It's good for your skin. It's better than mud.
Just because that's what you tell me.
I'm not saying I've tried the jizz on the jizz mask.
I think we should maybe stop talking about jizz now.
So out of 10, what would you say of the film? You gonna give it a?
I would say I'm going to give it a 9, only because it has emotionally scarred me for life. It was it was exhausting. I lost my shit in that cinema completely. If I was at home, I would have been howling.
So you have to a big tearjerker. So you have to you have to be emotionally up for it.
You have to be prepared. It's exhausting to watch.
Wow, I'm exhausted kind of talking about
but
it a little bit.
But it needs to be watched, like, you know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think, is this Mark Wahlberg's first biopic? Like, first?
No, Lone Survivor.
Yes, yeah. That was a really good film
that
as well.
That was him and Peter Berg together as well, hence the dying inside comment, you know.
Okay. Oh, so they've,
and like, you know the bit in Lone Survivor where they all fall down the mountain? That's like the most intense, like, couple
and they're, like,
of minutes.
Breaking their bones.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
Imagine that for 90 minutes, and that is what Deepwater Horizon did to me. Yeah.
I don't know if I can take it.
I do tend to be very dramatic, but you know.
Did they film it all on a rig? Do you know, like, did it look real, or was it CGI?
It looked real. I mean, I work in the oil and gas industry, so I know what these sort of things look like.
Oh.
And it was absolutely convincing, so I'm pretty sure. Didn't do my research. Oops. I'm pretty sure they did film it on a rig.
Oh, they've got that girl from Jane the Virgin. She's in it, isn't she? Mm.
She's so pretty.
Who's that?
What's her real name?
Somebody Rodriguez.
Yes, I know who you mean.
But yeah, she played a real life woman as well, and she was one of the last people to actually leave the rig. Okay. It was her and Mike Williams, and they had to jump off into like the fiery water.
That's the truth. Oh, the truth of exactly it. Not happened. Hollywood jizz. That's the truth of it.
No Hollywood jizz.
Okay.
Oh, we're talking about jizz again?
No. Yeah.
We're back on the jizz.
Today's magic word on FUBAR Radio is jizz.
So overall, it's a yep.
Yep.
Okay, then.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
Done. What is anyone looking forward to seeing this weekend or anything coming up? Has anyone got any like what to watch?
Because Girl on the Train.
That's. Yeah. I was going to go to a screening.
Wait. That does look good, actually.
I want to see Girl on the Train, and I want to see the Mrs. Pettigrew's Peculiar.
That looks really weird.
It does look good, although it's a bit of a controversy at the moment about that.
Why?
No diversity.
Yeah, none at all.
Lots and lots of people.
And didn't he make a really ridiculous comment about it as well? Like, really, shut up, Tim.
Really, kind of mugged himself off.
There's no diversity here.
No.
Like one, Samuel L. Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Who's the villain?
Tim Burton, he has a thing that he always has to have blonde. Like, his main protagonists normally are blonde with bags under their eyes. I don't know why he loves that. He loves like
He's getting called out a little bit.
Just being devil's advocate here. Yeah. Not every film has to be diverse.
And that's what he's saying.
Let a film be a film.
Except it's a huge ensemble cast, apparently. I haven't seen it, obviously.
Fair enough. But if it's a historical one, then I'd understand.
It's not. It's like an all kind of like fairy magic. Could be anything. And people are looking at his track record and saying, actually, he's had 3 in 36 films. So.
What, 3 black people in 36 films?
Yeah. See, that is quite bad.
So you can't even back it for the one film because you're like, this is your thing.
Okay, what I'm going to do is go see the film on this weekend, and next week's show I'll go and see what it's about.
Oh, another thing I did see about that film, which I did see today, just quickly, they've got these two kids, right, dressed up, and they're saying they're dressed up as KKK or something like that.
Really?
They're in white. They got the
yeah.
I want to watch it. It looks good.
See? I'll get back to you. Right, guys, that is the end of our show, Back Row and Chill. Thanks, Arnold. Thank you so much for thanks, Lucy. Thank you, Shanika. I'm going to quickly announce the winners of our show this week. From the Facebook Live, it's Edward Brown, Laura Pugh and Baz Clark. If you could message in, email in the show, chill@fubarradio.com, let us know your addresses because those DVDs are on the way to you. We'll be back next week with Noel Clark. Doc Brown's going to be in. It's going to be fun. I'm going to leave you with Simon Says by Pharaoh Monk, which is in what movie? Does anyone know?
I'm out, man. I'm done with this.
It's in Charlie's Angels. No. Right, have a good week. Remember to back row.
We are rubbish.
Get the fuck up, Simon Says. Get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up, girls? Rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it. Rub on your titties. New York City pretty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Pharaoh fucking Monk, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You sold platinum around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivator boom, control the game like boom. Ready to rock, clock, dollars flip, tips like a way to block shots. Styles way to let my lyrics anoint. If you holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crash now. What's up? Girlies, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee. Pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see him. Notorious for the 6'5s and the BMs. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free him. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree him. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess the star made it.
Some might even say the song is sexist. It's cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or Timexes. It's wicked like Exodus, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The brothers in the back shooting traps now, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah. I said, rub on your titties. New York City gritty committee. Pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerus, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.